San Antonio ISD is one of a handful of Texas school districts that pays some teachers more based on their performance, a program that could get state funding if the school finance overhaul bill, HB 3, becomes law. SAISD's version is intended to help recruit and retain high-quality teachers in the schools that need them most. But the way the district decides which teachers qualify for the higher pay could favor teachers that come from more affluent schools. TPR education reporter Camille Phillips explains.
As a master teacher at San Antonio ISD, Michelle Olivari gets a $15,000 stipend to teach at a school with a history of low academic performance. Part of the extra money is for staying late to tutor her students.
I'm in fourth. Hey, and I was on fire. Miss Olivari, me and I was on fire.
Okay. Olivari teaches third grade at Gates Elementary, one of the fastest improving schools in the district. She has a degree in educational leadership and could eventually become a principal. But with the extra master teacher money, she says she can afford to stay in the classroom and help her daughter through college. And that's exactly what SAISD wants, to keep experienced teachers like her in the classroom. One way the district picks master teachers is by looking at how their students performed on the state's standardized test.
The year before was higher than the last year, and then this year seems like it's, you know, there's more of a struggle with this group.
Olivari says she's not sure she would have qualified to become a master teacher if the district used this year's scores to evaluate her. Many of her students started out the school year significantly below grade level.
And, you know, I'm doing everything I know I need to do. The teachers that have the low group like I'm having this year, now is it fair to them? Probably not.
School leaders say the goal of the Master Teacher Program is to help students catch up academically. And one way applicants can qualify for the stipend is if their students show measurable improvement on their test scores. But when that data isn't available, teachers can only qualify based on their students' performance on that year alone. That metric strongly favors teachers whose students come into the classroom already on grade level. It's one reason why many teacher unions oppose performance-based pay. Texas AFT President Louis Malfero says it could discourage teachers from working in struggling schools.
That, in fact, what's going to happen is there are going to be more perverse disincentives for teachers not to go to work in those schools.
However, San Antonio ISD Deputy Superintendent Matthew Weber says he still thinks it's important to use both metrics, student improvement and performance. I asked him why.
There's a large body of research that shows there's a correlation between standardized tests and concentration of poverty. So aren't you running the risk of favoring teachers who currently work in more affluent schools?
And my response to that is no.
Weber says test results aren't SAISD's only criteria. It also looks at teacher evaluations and requires 2 years of experience. And he says the district is open to changing its master teacher qualifications if the evidence shows it's needed. Still, he acknowledges that teaching in a high-poverty school can be challenging, and that teachers from more affluent schools have had a hard time adjusting when they come to SAISD.
Even if they have super evaluations and great scores, when they come into a high-poverty school, they are not being as successful as the ones that we may have internally or the ones that we're getting, you know, from surrounding districts.
Dan Goldhaber is the director of the Center for Education Data and Research at the University of Washington. He says having multiple measures like SAISD does can help make them fairer and more effective. But as long as they're tied to test scores, the potential to favor teachers from more affluent schools remains.
It's possible that that creates some unfairness, but think about not letting the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Goldhaber says even an imperfect merit pay system may be better than the usual way districts pay teachers, small raises based entirely on years of experience.
Think about the fact that the current system may not be terribly fair.
He thinks it's more important to give students equal access to high-quality teachers than to be fair to those teachers. If the House version of merit pay becomes law, it would have several ways of measuring teacher performance, like researchers recommend. But as it stands now, one of those measures would most likely be a standardized test. Camille Phillips, Texas Public Radio News.